Welcome to the Baldy and the Bleachers podcast, a Husker-themed broadcast so compelling and insightful, they didn't want it anywhere near the radio. Here's your host, Tony Michaels.
Oh, my! How did he do it?
Go Big Red.
Take it away, Baldy.
And welcome to the Baldy and the Bleachers podcast. My name is Tony Michaels. After a bit of a respite, the podcast is back. And if there was ever a year to reignite a podcast, it's 2020. First tip of the hat to all those sports talk show hosts where all they do is talk sports. That had to be extremely difficult for the first 3 months of the pandemic to talk about sports that weren't actually happening. But lots of activity back now, and it's fun to see college football in full swing, NFL football without much of a hiccup, and it's just nice to have sports back on the radar once again. Okay, so I got a good news, bad news situation. With the Huskers getting off to a late start this year in 2020, the good news is I was never so productive on Saturday morning, afternoon, and evenings after normally committing about 10 to 12 hours into the Husker game day. It's amazing how much stuff you can get done when you don't have that to enjoy on a Saturday. Bad news, man, those Saturdays were painful. Even the game that got canceled against Wisconsin was just a blow. But it's nice to have Husker football back. And the one thing I've done so far this college football season is I haven't been checking Twitter nearly as much Wednesday through Friday, because if the game was canceled, I didn't want to know about it till the very last minute. But now that Husker football is back and Nebraska has a win in their third game, led behind the talents of Luke McCaffrey, which reminds me a little bit. I was watching Friday Night Lights, the TV show, and funny because one of the stars in the fifth and final season of Friday Night Lights was Luke Cafferty. Perhaps a little foreshadowing there by the great writers of Friday Night Lights. But Luke McCaffrey has been absolutely outstanding and has provided that spark. To me, it reminds me very much of Taylor Martinez in his freshman year. Just how he was just so amazing to watch, especially in that breakout game against Kansas State. Just to see that kind of energy, charisma, and one of my favorite shots of the game this past weekend was Luke McCaffrey on the bench, cheering and extolling his teammates, getting them fired up. That was just fun to see, and I hope Husker football isn't taken away from me, because this last weekend was so enjoyable to watch, and it's nice to have that spark. And also a nice tip of the hat going out to Adrian Martinez. Of course, Scott Frost went cross country. The first big recruit that was signed was Adrian. He's been a great leader. Just has lost that step since his freshman year. And hopefully Adrian gets that step back and still in the fold. I would like to see Adrian Martinez, if I were to have a magic wand, put him out there in like a running back / wide out position where he can really impact the offense. And talk about a great weapon to utilize. So hopefully moving forward, that's an option for Adrian Martinez. But the way that Luke is running, I think it's always good to have QB2 ready to go at a moment's notice. But it'd be interesting to see. Defense, I've been rather impressed with the growth from last year to this year with the Husker defense, and the black shirts definitely showing up. So hoping that Nebraska can finish better than 500. That's where the bar, I think, has been set for year three under Scott Frost. And it's funny, here where I get a lot of people asking, so is Scott Frost going to get that leash? Absolutely. I think this is going to be a slow grow, and we're experiencing some pains, but I think it's on the right path. My beloved Pittsburgh Steelers, they're amazing. Probably the most unsexy, undefeated team at 9-0 in quite some time. But they're doing it the right way, kind of speaking like the black shirt defense. Their defense has been improving and really been the strong point of this team, and it had to be last year with no quarterback play. And the defense, I think, just keeps getting better and better. Even though you have a key loss in Devin Bush this year, they've definitely filled the gaps. And I think that looking back, that Minka Fitzpatrick trade, which had some critics at the time for giving up that first-round pick, you could not have had a better impact on that defense than what Minka Fitzpatrick brought to the Steelers' D. So, interesting to see the Steelers, and not getting a whole lot of love from, some major sports talk hosts like Colin Coward, but I think unsexy is a very much a very Pittsburgh thing. Lots of blue-collar work ethic, and nice to see the Steelers having that kind of impact as we move forward in the NFL. So something good to look forward to there if you're a Steelers fan. And it's amazing. When I go out like to Fairway and Hy-Vee, Target, I think the team I see most often, aside from maybe the Vikings and obviously the Chiefs with their Super Bowl win, you see a lot of Steeler fans. You can see that represented when fans travel to games. Steelers are always omnipresent, and lots of Steeler fans in the Siouxland area. So if you're a Steelers fan and you want a remark, you can feel free to text in. Our text number is 712-274-1057. You can text about anything in this podcast. All right, I've been working on a project at home, and I won't share too many details, but I have been looking at my top 319 movies of all time. Why 319? There's a certain reason why. I'll get into it later. But it's amazing how many sports movies make my top 319 movies of all time. So if it's all right with you, I would like to give you my top 10 movies when it comes to sports of all time. And for this situation, I'm going to use the word sports kind of loosely. If it features a sport in one way or another, I'm going to include it in the mix. And the best thing about my 319 movies of all time is that my rubric for what makes a great movie is completely different than what you think is a great movie. And that's the cool thing about it. I'd encourage you to make your own list of favorite movies of all time. But here are some of the movies that almost made my top 10. They include both Creed movies with Michael B. Jordan. How amazing is he in that role? And just enough of a dollop of Sylvester Stallone in those movies to make that really worth his time on screen. Other ones that almost made the top 10 list, A League of Their Own with Tom Hanks and Madonna, 8 Men Out, Friday Night Lights, I did like the TV show better than the movie, The Natural, Basketball Diaries with my birthday doppelganger, Leonardo DiCaprio. We were born on the exact same day, exact same year. Leonardo looks a lot better. Also, Rocky IV, of course, some of those montages of training in Russia among the best. Rocky II, I liked because it had a little more romance in it. And I'm a huge fan of pool, pocket billiards. And so you have to put two all-time great pool movies in the almost list. They would be The Hustler and The Color of Money. Two great choices. Okay, so that's my almost top 10. Now, here's my top 10. This is totally up to my rubric. I have to be able to rewatch it. And it's something a little bit different or has a personal connection to me. Okay, so with that said, here's my top 10. And number 10, the Kevin Costner flick. And there's so many Kevin Costner movies that make my top 10 list and overall list as well. But the golfing movie Undervalued, Tin Cup. Somewhat personal. The first time I talked my lovely wife into going out on a date, we had really bad Italian food. I won't name the restaurant in Lincoln, Nebraska, but boy, really bad service, horrible food. But it was a date that lasted, you know, 23 years and counting, so that's good. But the movie is Tin Cup with Kevin Costner. I just thought it was so different. It was set in like a Tex-Mex kind of feel. Both the soundtrack I thought was really good. Who hasn't been on the golf course and just realized that you're going to make that shot and you repeat the same mistake over and over and over until you get it right? So, Tin Cup for me is at number 10. Number 9, you won't find this on any top 10 list anywhere. There's not nearly enough movies about sand volleyball. So, off the radar, a whole bunch, a movie called Side Out features C. Thomas Howell. He played Pony Boy in the movie The Outsiders, which if we're just doing a ranking of my favorite movies, has to be top 10. And just a nice kind of feel to it and about what's important in life. And it sticks to the ribs, and I just love it. Okay, for the love of the game at number 8, another Kevin Costner film. And if 2020 has taught us anything about, especially adversity and facing a challenge, if you can make the whole world just kind of zone out and you can focus on one task at hand, like you did in that movie for Love of the Game. The way that movie was shot was just so beautiful and so impactful. So that's my 8th favorite sports movie of all time. Number 7, It's Major League. And just goofy enough where it made an impact, some great lines on it, and love Major League. You'll notice a lot of baseball movies. I think the reason baseball movies are so popular as a film is that you kind of have that natural tension. You have the up and downs of a baseball game and metaphors to life, and just love baseball movies. So with that in mind, another baseball movie at number 6, perfect about time in the minor leagues, great writing, the soliloquy from Kevin Costner about his hatred of the designated hitter. I felt that with every fiber of my body. So number 6, it's Bull Durham. Number 5, you're killing me, Smalls. The 1993 movie Sandlot. Everything you could ask for in a movie. It was very much like Bad News Bears with more of an edge to it. And so well quoted and loved by many baseball fans and beyond. Number 4, I have to have a basketball movie in the top 10. Hoosiers. The scene where they measure the rim inside the auditorium where Butler University plays at Hinkle Arena. Just love that imagery, and who hasn't been up? Another underdog feel. And I think sports, you got to have an underdog feel to make it a really good one. And number 3, and this is where it's kind of loose. It is a sports movie, kind of. It's more of a comedy than it is sports. Fantastic cast. It's Caddyshack at number 3. Of all the Rocky movies, I'm going to go with the original, Rocky, just because it was written by Sylvester Stallone. He had an opportunity to sell it for a lot of money, and he said no because I want to star in it. No one wanted to give him the opportunity. Just the whole backstory of the way this movie was made is very cool. The soundtrack is amazing. The training scene and the fact that he lost at the end sold it for me, because that's real life sometimes. And if we've learned anything in 2020, sometimes you can put up a great battle. Doesn't mean you're going to win. It's all about the fight. And at number 1, and I've been told that a lot of the details have been enhanced, and I'm okay with that. The slow clap gets me every time. Rudy, my favorite sports movie of all time. I'd say any one of the 10 could be my favorite on that given day. But if you want consistency, the story arc, the fact that his girlfriend left him for his brother. I mean, how weird is that, huh? Talk about overcoming obstacles. No better than Rudy. I've heard he puts on a great speech, the actual Rudy. Would love to see that sometime. Maybe he's featured on a TED Talk I haven't discovered yet. But love Rudy, and that's my number 1 favorite sports movie of all time. Now, this is something truly personal to me. I would recommend, if you have a chance, make your own top 10 list. Share it with me. You can take a picture of your paper and then send it to me at 712-274-1057. You can also email it to me, TonyM@PowellBroadcasting.com. Be interesting to compare and contrast your top 10 with my top 10. And if there was ever a year to kind of, you know, bone up on these sports movies and have a movie marathon, it's this year. So I'm looking for suggestions as well. Maybe there's one off the radar that I didn't give enough love to, or that I need to rewatch, or maybe I've never seen. I haven't seen every movie. There's a lot of them out there. And now's a good time to catch up on that. So thank you so much for listening to the Baldy and the Bleachers podcast. This is so much fun. We'd like to do this a little more often with your support. So please, if you like this, text in. If you don't like it, please don't text in. No, you can text in as well. 712-274-1057. All texting is courtesy of Novus Carpets.